Hello and welcome to the fourth NV Access podcast. I'm Mick Curran and with me is...
Jamie Tay.
And yeah, so we've got, I guess, a lot of things to cover today. I don't actually have the notes, but Jamie does, so we'll see what happens.
I'll just open those, shall I? Okay, so, well, first up we're going to talk about the 2012.3 release. Now, we released Beta 1 last Friday.
Yes.
So you should all go and check it out and don't report any bugs because it makes our life easy. No, just kidding.
What we might mention here is just because we have this question a lot. If you are running 2012.2.1 or a snapshot, it won't automatically update to the beta. Point. You do need to go and download the first beta. After that point, then you'll continue getting betas into the final release. And that will happen each release we do. We just never want to jump people up to the next one.
Yeah, well, and also, I mean, the whole concept of you shouldn't be jumped to a beta if you're using a stable.
That's right.
So, the final release will probably be sort of early November, or around the 11th or something like that. Hopefully before that. But it'll be, I'm not going to say definitely. We're very much hoping that it'll happen then. I guess the first thing I wanted to mention about the new release is that support for Windows 8 is now official. Now, that doesn't mean that you know, everything is 100% polished or anything like that. We've done our best, but there are still going to be some things that needs to be ironed out, and you as users can hopefully report any issues that you encounter. But we do believe that it's in a state which is ready to be called, you know, to be declared official. So that's now in the list of operating systems, you now see Windows 8. We now have support for Asian character input. If you want to talk about that briefly.
Yeah, okay. So briefly, NV Access received some funding from several Chinese organisations, specifically Digital Talking Book Association in Taiwan and the Hong Kong Blind Union, to improve our support, or indeed add support, for Asian character input into MVDA. Very briefly, this means that people who need to type in Chinese or Japanese or any of those East Asian input East Asian languages, when they are typing, now will get proper speech feedback about the Chinese characters they're typing, or sometimes you need to choose from multiple characters, which is called a candidate list. That will all read now, and also composition and reading strings, which is another thing you learn about when inputting in Chinese characters. Look, it's, you know, unless you're actually learning Chinese or you constantly type Chinese, it's nothing really to worry about. But for those who do, this now means that you actually really can use MVDA for all the tasks you would need to. And you'll also notice there's a composition settings dialogue in the preferences menu. Again, if you don't use an East Asian input, then you don't really need to worry about it. But for those who do, there are plenty of settings in there, and I may talk about a few of them later.
Cool. I don't know why I'm saying cool. I already knew about it. Moving on, there's support for touchscreens in Windows 8, and we won't go into much detail about that because you've already seen basically what it does. There's been a few changes to it. It's what we're still calling experimental support, but you will be able to use that in the latest release if you install it onto Windows 8.
Correct. So that was, we covered that in the third podcast, if you're interested. And just another reminder, you do need to install NVDA to get access to that. A portable version won't support the touchscreen.
Mm-hmm. In Adobe Reader, we have support for reporting of page numbers, which is really good for large documents, and it means that you can get an idea of where you are in the document, and it's also good for coordinating with other people, and also better support for tables. So if you've got cells that span multiple columns or rows, those will now be handled correctly, and also column and row headers, which is very useful. So it's very much the same sort of experience you would get in Firefox if a table is marked up well. One feature that's been requested a few times over the years is the ability to navigate list views, as in list view controls that have multiple columns, as if they were a table. And it's quite a useful thing that we will demonstrate a little bit later. This also works in other types of list tables, such as in Mozilla Thunderbird in the list of messages. And that's not the only case, but that's the best one I can think of right now, other than list views. We have support for several more braille displays from Seika, I assume that's how you pronounce that, HIMSS, the most of the HIMSS displays, I believe, is supported, and also any USB and Bluetooth displays from Papermare. And I also don't know how to pronounce that properly. Really should do my research. And we also have support for, finally, this is a much requested feature, reporting of row and column. reporting of Rowan. I'm just reading with the braille with one hand. And I thought it said betters, not headers. I was just like, no. Reporting of row and column headers in Microsoft Excel. And Mick will demonstrate that for you later as well.
Yes.
This one's not really, I guess, a major feature as such, but some people really like it. And that's the ability to use the NVDA key as a sticky key. So that means you can just press it and release it rather than having to hold it down. And that's useful for people that can't hold keys down. Sorry, people with physical disabilities, other than blindness. Oh, dear me. You know what I mean.
So to enable that option, it's just connected with the normal Windows sticky keys option. So if you tap your shift key four times, sticky key dialog should come up as usual, but the NVDA key will now be sticky as well, just like your control shift and alt keys.
Yes, thank you. And we also have support for several new languages, including Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to name the other two because I can't pronounce them either.
But please check out the changes list, the changes on, where do you see that on the down? When you go to download NVDA, there is a changes document.
What's new?
Yeah, what's new, that's what it's called.
And also, you know, of course, thank you very much to the translators, the existing translators, but also the new translators that are coming on board and doing great work to translate NVDA into their languages.
So what are we up to, 38 languages, or is there more now?
I think there's actually more.
Wow.
We should update the documentation if there is. And there's quite a few fixes with in relation to ARIA as well, which is the Accessible Rich Internet Application Standard. I won't go into details, but there are quite a few there, such as support for ARIA Hidden and stuff like that, which will make a few people quite happy. The last thing I wanted to mention is that if you open an NVDA add-on file from Windows Explorer or from your browser, it will now, assuming you've got NVDA installed on your system, it will now install that add-on or give you the option of installing that add-on into NVDA. So you don't have to go and browse for the add-on from within NVDA. You can just do it directly from there, which is kind of nice.
So I would hopefully mean, and I haven't tested this, that web browsers, if you do open or run or whatever,
yeah, I tested it.
Should automatically open NVDA well. Good.
They do. I did actually test
that. Oh, good.
Thought it was a common enough use case that I should probably give it a shot. I think that's basically it for 2012.3. It's quite a lot, really.
Yes.
That release sort of got away from us. It just got bigger and bigger. So I guess, do we want to move on to the vocalizer thing?
Yes, all right.
You can talk about that.
All right. So, as probably many people will know, we now have, there is available a new synthesizer, new set of voices for NVDA, and they make use of our new add-on system. In fact, we sort of waited to release these, you know, have these voices available, you know, once we had the add-on system available, because the beauty of this is that once you have these particular voices installed, you can carry them around with you on your USB key or wherever you like. Now, as Jamie said, these are vocalizer voices from Nuance. Many people would be familiar with them, like on the iPhone or many GPS devices. A lot of things these days now have these voices. So there are now companies around the world selling these voices as NVDA add-on packages. I should mention that they will only work with NVDA. They're specific to NVDA. They cost about €75. But for that, you get about 36 different languages and I think more voices than that. I think there's about 50 voices because there's, you know, sometimes up to 4 voices per language. You get all the varying qualities. So everything from compact, which is really good if you, you know, want to just carry around something very small, or you get access to the really high quality ones as well. So I'll demonstrate. I have Vocalizer chosen as my synthesizer at the moment inside NVDA. And I'm just going to open the start menu. Now, I'm firstly using Karen, which is the Australian vocalizer voice. So if I open the start menu.
File submenu Alt F.
Oh, sorry.
Edit start mode. Menu.
Start menu. Search box edit search programs and files.
If we just go down the start menu.
Mozilla
here.
Thunderbird submenu N1 of NVDA submenu N Notepad submenu N3 of Notepad submenu N4 of 10.
So you can hear Karen there, Australian accent, but it's also very responsive as well. Which is good to see, because some of the able to previously buy these kind of voices real speak. But they weren't as responsive. But this is quite nice.
From what I've seen, it's the most responsive natural sounding voice.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I can't say that definitively, but it's the best I've seen.
Correct. And I mean, we're using the compact voice at the moment, but even the high quality voices are still very responsive also. If I change the... Let me just go into the voices menu and show you a few other voices. I was going to do it with the synth settings ring, but I can't with one hand. So hang on a minute. Let's just go here.
Voice settings dialog. Voice. Okay. Combo box. Karen English Australia collapsed all.
So we're in Karen. Sorry, Karen. So we're just going English down Australia. Here. We've got Lee and
Daniel English United Kingdom.
Daniel.
Sangeeta English India. Jill English United States.
Yeah, we've got some United States
Samantha
ones.
Samantha English United States.
But really, we've got all the ones you would find on the iPhone. Really, everything, all the different languages. So heaps of German, Italian, Chinese, Japanese. It's all there, and so that's all untitled for about €75. There are several companies selling it. The main company selling it is Tiflotechnia in Portugal. But there are also other companies around the world, including AT guys in the US. But just, you know, look, take a look at our website on mvda-project.org.
You're drifting away from your mic.
There is a list. I actually turned it around. There's a list of distributors for Vocalizer on the website, and you can go to those. Should also mention that so MV Access doesn't directly sell them, but we do receive a donation for each sale from each of these companies. So, you know, although Vocalizer isn't something you absolutely need for MVDA, if you want a high quality sounding voice, I think it's a great choice, and you'll also be supporting MV Access at the same time.
Now, just to so we don't have a huge can of worms here, we're not normally going to advertise, you know, random sort of stuff this relates to MVDA, but we think this one's important because it does provide a really high quality but also very responsive option, and that's essentially, and because we do receive some of the proceeds, but that's essentially why we're talking about it here.
And also because it's fully portable and it's very well integrated into MVDA. We've obviously all worked together to make sure that it's exactly the way we would like to see synth drivers done, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a couple of options. We can do some more demoing, or we can talk about some other stuff. What do you reckon?
I think we'll do one more demo or something.
Okay, so we talked about demos of... do you want to do the Asian input?
Asian input, all right. Now, for some people, this is going to be a little bit hard to understand, but right. I mean, let me just change the voice again to... a Chinese voice. I'm going to demo typing in Chinese, and I'll show two different input methods. I'm just going to...
Pain. Untitled notepad.
Here.
Edit multi-line. Blank.
Voice again.
We English is... Have you...
Tintin Chinese simplified. Untitled. Edit. This is a test to see how well vocalizer can... Blank.
Okay. Now I'm going to change my keyboard layout to Chinese Taiwan, so I'm going to press Alt Shift here.
Chinese simplified PRC.
That's Chinese simplified.
New experience input stop. Japanese Japan. It's Microsoft.
Chinese traditional Taiwan.
Speech recognition. Okay. Has shaped mode.
Thank you. This is new phonetic, which is a sort of a phonetic based typing system for Chinese. Now I'm just going to type I want a drink in Chinese, and then I will choose the appropriate word, because I should explain again, in Chinese if you type some characters it brings up a symbol, but there could be multiple symbols possible, so I've got to choose the right one, and So this means, so I'll tell you what I'm doing as I go along. Hopefully you can hear me. And if you can't, maybe Jamie can say what I'm saying. Okay, so I'm in Chinese Taiwan, new phonetic. I'm going to type
war. X-I-A-N-G.
Xiang.
Xiang.
Now see, so each time I've been typing those, it's been telling me the letters that I was typing, and it's also telling me the symbols that have come up because of that. And all of these have only been one symbol so far, but the last one, he, I'm not actually sure if it's the correct one, so I'm going to press down arrow to bring up the candidate list. That's the first one. Second one. Third one. Now, I know it was actually the first one, so I'm going to go back up and press enter, and that's done. Now, I'm not going to type anything more for this sentence, so I'm going to press enter to finalize the entire Chinese sentence. And it just said it again, because it's now actually in the document. So, I guess I should point out, before this support was in there, as I was typing, you pretty much wouldn't have heard any of those characters, nor the letters, nor the symbols, and certainly the candidate list wouldn't have read either. So there was a lot of work that had to go into that. We support this on all Windows operating systems, and both, for those who are technically minded, both IME and TSF. But just so I can show, because this new phonetic one, it was an input method where you use the arrow keys to select the character. There's a different type of input method where you don't do that. So I'm going to choose Chengjie.
English, Austrian, Chinese.
Sorry.
Arabic, Egypt, Iraq, Chinese traditional.
Chengjie. Okay, this is Chengjie. Now, but to do this, I'm going to change my input settings. Input composition settings so that it automatically reads the candidate list, all of it, instead of just the selection, because with this input method there is no selection. It's just, you just press a number for each one you want. So just a moment. So I'm going to go into the NVIDIA menu.
Voice radio setting. Input composition. Announced. Automatically checked.
I'm going to check automatically announce read the candidate string.
Announce
candidate list.
Candidate checkbox checked. Alt S.
I don't want to announce the selected candidate anymore.
Space. Not check. Always include short character description when.
I always want to include short character descriptions. Now, these settings are rather complicated, and I think what most Chinese and Japanese communities will do is provide a list of the appropriate settings for each input method. At the moment, we haven't sort of figured out a way to tailor this for each input method, but
space checked.
It is very customizable for what people want. So I've got the settings I'm happy with. Now, when I type with Chengjie now, I'm going to just type. Now, I don't actually know what this stuff means, what I'm going to type, but just, you'll get the idea. So hang on. So I'm going to type HDA Okay, so I needed to actually choose something. It's automatically come up with a candidate list, and it's read the entire candidate list with the number beside each one. I know I want number one, apparently, so I'm going to press shift one in this case. And it said Shui. And now... And that's pretty much it for Chengjie. In Chengjie, you don't need to finalize. Now, see, it's all pretty technical, but I mean, look, for those who do actually type in Chinese, this will mean something. But that's, yeah, pretty much a quick demo of Asian character input.
Right. Cool.
I should mention that that should work in pretty much all applications. And I said also on XP, 7, Vista, and... hopefully most of 8, but I haven't finished testing everything.
So moving on to the next item, statistics. We now have, according to the update check statistics, about 5,600 users a day on average, which is pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with that number, and it seems to be going up all the time.
Certainly, and still the same. We're seeing that the US is the top, about 17%. Brazil is not far behind, and then goes on from there. Good old Australia, though, is down a fair way, down about 20th or so, but...
Australia is, let's see.
Oh, well.
Yeah. United States.
Hmm.
16.2% for the United States.
Yep.
10.9% for Brazil. Mm-hmm. And Australia...
You really need to invest in mic stands.
1.5%.
Well, yes. Pretty good.
Anyway, moving right along. Donations?
Yeah, so...
We want them?
We certainly do. Look, we need them to continue doing what we're doing, to make sure that we can offer... NVDA is a free product in, you know, obviously all over the world, but it does make an extremely big difference in particular countries. Clearly, we can see in Brazil, it's used quite a fair amount, and certainly in many of those other developing countries as well. I mean, we're in about 120 countries now, and it's very important that we can continue offering the solution to those people. So by the end of June, because I don't think we actually did a podcast after June. After June 30, we ended up making about over $25,000 Australian, which is really, really good to see. Mm. That was way up from what we originally thought was possible. But it obviously, you know, helps us very much continue doing what we're doing. Now, this quarter, so from July to October, we looked at about $8,000 or so. It's a little bit behind what we wanted. If we can continue the trend back in June, we really should have been about 12,000 by the end of September. So I guess it's, you know, up to people whether they can continue to help us out and make sure that we can continue running the show here and doing the product, because it does cost. And
it's worth noting that the release, the upcoming release, may, of course, you know, we do understand that people often donate around release time. So we'll see what happens. And of course, you know, very, very big thanks to those that have continued to donate. And now monthly
monthly subscribers are just under 60 people.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah, that is very, very, very good. Yeah, that's right.
Cool. We have just a couple of more demos, really quick demos for you. The first one. We'll do, since I think you've already got the Microsoft XO one mm-hmm. prepped, we may also do that.
Okay, so we've had this request for quite a long time, automatically reading row and column headers in Excel. So we've done, I guess I'd say, a pretty basic but efficient approach to this. You just open your Excel document. If you know there are row and column headers in a table, you just find them. So I've got a table.
Show desktop. Clock 3:45.
I've got a table here.
B2.
Otherwise known as a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet, sorry.
C2.
And,
A3.
It starts in...
Name
B3. So I'm going to go to the top row because I can see name...
HC3.
Age.
Pets D3.
Pets.
Name B3.
So I'm going to... Now, if I was just to go down this table, you'll notice that it doesn't say anything. So if I go down here...
Mick B4.
Mick...
Jamie B5.
Jamie, and I go along.
28 C5. Dog D5. E5.
See, just, you know. But if there was a really big spreadsheet, you wouldn't be able to remember what...
What's in
what,
A?
Nothing in A. I started it from B, just for the sake of, you know...
Clever.
28 C5.
So that we're not lying and it's just A. You can make it any column you like.
20 HC3.
He's a clever boy, this one.
So if we... I'm going to move
show
up...
Show clock 3:46 p.m.
I keep on bumping
Tuesday,
my...
Pets D3, HC3.
So I'm going to move up to my top row because I know that has my column headers in it. And I'm going to press MVDA Shift C.
Set column header row.
And it's said set column header row. Now if I go down to...
29 C4.
This row, which is the next row down. And if I move left and right...
Nickname B4. 29 HC4. Cats Pets D4.
You see, it's telling me the column headers as well as the content now, based on the row above. I can do exactly the same thing with row headers. So if I want to set B as the row headers column, I'm going to press MVDA Shift R.
Set row header column.
Set row header column. Now... I'm going to...
Jamie B5, Nick B4.
If I go to age...
29 HC4.
Okay, now as I go down...
28 Jamie C5.
It tells me that's the Jamie row. If I go up...
29 Mick C4.
tells me that's the mic row. So you can see that that's automatically giving me row and column information. Now, you do have to set this each time, pretty much each time, I guess, each time you open a document or restart NVDA. So it's not saved over starts of NVDA, but it will be saved for the lifetime of that currently running NVDA. So if you're switching constantly between two Excel documents, it will remember what you've set. Now, if you want to get rid of the setting, go up to the... So if I want to get rid of my column headers... Oh, actually, I don't... Yeah, if I want to get rid of my column headers, all I do is press... NVDA Shift C twice quickly. So
C.
Sorry, doing this with one hand.
C.
Oh, I just put the thing down. Okay.
C.
Oh.
C name C three.
I think I was editing.
It reminds me of that bit from Mum. What is it? The Charlotte's Web.
Oh yes, T double E double R double I double R. Double C C C. Terrific.
Name V3.
Hang on. So I'll press NVDA Shift C twice.
Cleared column header row.
Yay.
There we go. And I could do exactly the same thing to clear the row columns column. NVDA Shift R.
Cleared row header column.
There we go. And now if I now move around this thing.
Mic B4. Name B3.
It's not Mic saying.
Oh, 29 C4. Cats D4.
Yeah.
Dog D5.
It's not saying any of the rows and columns headers anymore. So that hopefully should prove very useful to a lot of people who rely on Excel for work and home.
And the final demonstration is list views as column as tables.
Microsoft Office Excel, no button, all text. Desktop list.
All right, so to show this, I'm going to open the Task Manager in Windows. Windows XP / Windows 7, because it's very different in Windows 8. what do they call it? The modern task manager. Now I'm going to press that or something.
Control Shift Escape or something like that.
Windows Task Manager dialog.
Okay, so it's come up with Task Manager. Now I'm just going to go down to say NVDA. Okay.
MIC, CPU, 01 memory, private working.
So as you can hear, as I'm on that NVDA list item, it just reads obviously all the way across it, and there's a lot of information there: the username, CPU, all that. Now, but if I want to read them individually, I can use Control Alt and the arrow keys. So I'll just show you that. Now, so I'm going to press Control Alt right arrow on this.
.x32 selected row 10 image name column 1.
So I'm on the image name column. I can go again.
MIC selected username column 2. 01 selected CPU column 3. 114,728K selected memory private selected description column 5.
And I can use Control.
Is that the NVDA executable?
Yeah, apparently.
Why is it using so much memory?
Oh dear.
Never seen
101 MIC selected username column 2.
Okay, now if we 01 selected CPU column 3. CPU, now we can go Control and Alt up and down arrow as well in this list.
00 row 11. 00 row 12. 00 row 13.
I mean, that doesn't prove much.
MIC username.
Let's just move to the image column and go up and down with Control Alt.
SharePort 4W.x32 row 14. iTunes Helper.x32 row 13. Wuuuckle.x row 12. Desktops.x32 row 11.
So you can see it's reading the content of the cell there. It's giving me the row number. But like with the normal arrow keys, it's not reading all that content along. It's only reading that cell.
Oh, because Vocalizer is running.
Yes, Vocalizer is running, so that's why it's using so much memory.
Got it.
So that's the addition. So that should work in most standard lists in Windows. So if you use XP, it'll work in your Windows Explorer lists. As I say, it's working in Task Manager here. And there's probably a few other places, a few custom apps and things that'll work in.
Off the top of my head,
and as Jamie mentioned before, it also will also work in some other lists like Mozilla Thunderbird. Like in the messages list, you'll be able to use your control alt arrows as well to move between the subject and the attachment status and all that. Yeah, so that's that.
And that's all the demos we have for you. And I guess the only thing we have left to do is to thank our sponsors, Adobe Systems, the Mozilla Corporation, and also all those who have contributed to the NVDA Go's PDF UA project, which is run by the PDF Association in conjunction with Access for All. They're responsible, I guess, for donating to get all of the nice new features we're getting for PDF, and you'll see more of those coming up in future releases. And I think that that's pretty much it for us. Which is good, because this is going to be a long podcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.